Is the iPhone 13 in 2024 the perfect iPhone? Let's go ahead and take a look. The iPhone 13 launched in 2021, a few years ago, and since it's an older device, you could definitely get it for a substantially cheaper price than the iPhone 15. You could pretty much get this phone for around $400, renewed on Amazon, for example, and it'll give you a really good battery and pretty much a great deal compared to the newer, more expensive $800 iPhone 15s. But this phone is still very, very good. Build quality on this phone is still very good, even by 2024 standards. Glass front, aluminum frame, very premium, very flagship feeling. One really good thing about this iPhone is that it has a nano SIM card slot and eSIM technology. It is the last iPhone to feature both of those. So now that is the best situation to be in if you travel a lot or if you switch phones. Having that physical SIM card slot is a lifesaver. And especially if you travel or on prepaid, this makes it easy just to pop in and out because the iPhone 14, it has eSIM going forward. The IP68 dust and water resistance is second to none. It's 6 meters up to 30 minutes, so very, very nice. The display, we have the notch that dominates the top portion of the phone. Same screen size, 6.1 inches. It doesn't have the dynamic island, but the functionality is not that useful. The notch is, you won't really notice it between this and the dynamic island, to tell you the truth. Next, the iPhone 13 has all the powerful chipset internals. It has the A15 Bionic. And if you think about it, the iPhone 13, A15 Bionic, that's the same chip that was released in the iPhone 14. So you're getting the same powerful chipset in this phone than it is the next model. So you're not gonna get anything faster in the iPhone 14. So that's a big plus for the iPhone 13. Now, since iPhones do not have SD card expandable storage is probably one of the biggest things people worry about. And the iPhone 13 was the first iPhone to feature entry-level 128 gigs on its base iPhone. You don't have to get an iPhone Pro to have 128 gigs out the gate. This one has it, and that's plenty storage for your videos and your pictures and your media and your apps. And the iPhone 15 still has 128 gigs. So this phone started it all with very sufficient amount of internal storage. So the cameras on the iPhone 13 are awesome. You have two cameras on the back and they're both 12 megapixels. You have the main one and you have the ultra wide, very modern, shooting 4K. Nice, crisp, nice videos, very good pictures. You won't notice this between this phone and the iPhone 15 or the 15 Pro. iPhones take very good pictures and video, and this is no different. Selfie camera, 12 megapixels, 4K. This one has an awesome camera system. Now for charging, this phone does have the Lightning port, and that is being phased out now. Newer iPhones will be using the USB-C charging port, which are more universal. So that's probably one of the things that make this device feel a little bit outdated now. And as the years go by, it's gonna be more and more outdated because USB-C is in everything now. So that's probably the one thing that you'll notice that makes this a little bit old school. And for some people, they prefer USB-C. Now to unlock this device, you still have Face ID, very fast, very fresh, doesn't really make a difference. It is super fast. You won't notice between this and the iPhone 15. This phone also has ultra wideband support, so that is nice. Battery wise, iPhones over the years have gotten better and better with battery life, and the iPhone 13 has very decent battery life. 3200 milliamp battery, 50% charge in 30 minutes, and it has robust wireless charging system. It has 15 watt wireless MagSafe, and also 15 watt wireless Qi2 charging. There is not really anything to complain about the iPhone 13 in 2024. It is a modern phone that has just the robust set of features that, really can't be improved upon that much. It has 128 gigs of internal storage. The camera system is awesome. The chipset is very robust because it is the same chip that's found in the iPhone 14. So it's not even that really old. And it's just it has the nano SIM card with the eSIM. So you have your options right there. Last one to have that, very, very nice. Battery life is pretty decent. Charging has options. The price, you can get this phone basically for half the price of an iPhone 15 in 2024. So $400 with a good battery on Amazon, for example. The only thing that is going to ruffle some feathers, you know, some people are going to say that the notch at the top and the lightning port at the bottom are probably the old school type things that are found on this device. So if you were to set this phone next to an iPhone 15, you'll see the difference. But functionality, it doesn't really matter. It'll get the job done, but it is an aesthetic thing. And the charging is probably the one thing that might get some people thinking twice, because it is an older technology now, it's being phased out. And me personally, I like using USB-C to charge all my devices using one fast charger from my laptop. So all in all, the iPhone 13 in 2024 is a big win.